Hello, fellow Canuck Kurt Browning. How are you?
Hello, fellow Canuck. Jeremy, nice to talk to you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
It's the holiday season, and I'm about 24 hours ago sort of tried my best to sign off. I'm ready. I've got two little kids in the house, and we're waiting for Santa.
Wait a second. Did you already finish your Christmas shopping?
I didn't, but my wife did, which means so did I.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it's not Christmas Eve. So you have big plans in for the holidays besides waiting for Santa?
Not too much. I think we're going to stick around close to home. We've got some family to visit, and if there was a little bit more snow, we'd be outside tobogganing and that sort of thing. So a quiet, child under 10-driven Christmas for us.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very Christmassy out there with not very much snow, does it?
No, I'm used to the old days.
Yeah, now, so with the Olympics coming up, though, I'm sure you're excited about some up-and-coming talent for the Vancouver Games. Do you have your eye on anyone in particular?
Well, I mean, of course, since I competed in the men's event in this sport, I have a keen interest in the men's event always, and who is going to flash and who is going to, splash. And the Olympics are such a weird event where literally anybody could do anything at any time. It's just sort of the way the Olympics work. Sometimes, very rarely, I think, actually, the event unfolds the way one expects it. So the men's event is the most unusual men's event, I think, in Olympic history, simply because of the depth of the field. There is, if you're a pessimist, there's 7 guys could maybe win this thing. If you're an optimist, there's 9 or 10 guys could win it. And I do mean gold, not necessarily just get a medal. And there's so many unknown factors. There's the Olympic champion from the last games coming back in Plushenko, Stefan Lampiel, who has an Olympic medal and 2 world championships, is coming back from an injury. We've got Brian Chaubert, who was a former world champion and a threat. He's just kicked himself put his blade right through his foot through his skate blade into his foot. Just so many unknowns. Patrick Chan, our Canadian champion, and he is ranked top 3 in the world right now. He injured himself this year, only competed once, and had, I hate to say it, a dismal competition. And you couldn't really tell if that's the state of his skating or if that was just that week. So I've talked to him since. He seems comfortable. He seems fine. But let's just sit back and let the chips fall. The men's event is going to be so exciting.
Oh, it almost sounds like each person has their own sort of reality show or soap opera in the making, but it's exciting.
Yeah, really, the only guy who sort of has it going straight, which usually means the kiss of death before the Olympics, is Evan Lysacek, who won the world championship last year, and that in itself is usually just a big sign of bad luck. I don't think the man who is going into the Olympic Games as the world champion has won for quite a long time.
Uh-oh. Okay, so we're going to say that he's not going to win. Is that right? We're not going to jinx it then?
So the skate gods are going to say that. You and I are not going to.
Okay,
say it.
good. So we won't look like the bad guy. Now, your first Olympics was 1988, right? No, yeah?
Yeah, in Calgary. So it was on home turf as well.
So do you remember, besides the feeling of the hometown pride, what feelings were you going through? What was going through your body before your first Olympic competition?
Disbelief, trying to figure out what's going on around you. You'd never been at a party that big before. The day of the short program, so before my first skate in the afternoon, I was on the ice, and actually, I'll admit it, I started to cry, almost practically to the word ball. And I think the pressure just got so much so quickly, I didn't really know how to handle it. My coach knew how to handle it. He just laughed at me and said, get over it. This is the reward, not the punishment. And by the time 7:30 rolled around that night, I was so excited and had a great skate. And actually, my very first Olympics was my best Olympics. It was this wave that you can, and I've used this line before, but it seems to work. It's a big wave. And if you're on top of the wave like a surfer, then you ride it and away you go. But if you mess up, then the wave just swallows you up. And you don't mess up a little bit, you mess up big. And that's what I think Olympics is, especially in your home country.
Now, right now, we've got the Olympic torch going through our home country, and that's a privilege for people carrying that. And you did you carried the flag, though, at the Olympics. So what is that like? Why is it such a big deal for an athlete or even a citizen to do something like that?
Well, gosh, I suppose as an athlete, it's really we've chosen you as our representative of the athletes themselves. It's a huge honor. It means that other sports are looking at you with recognition and trust, and that you'll say the right thing and act the right way. And so to carry the flag was a vibrating, shaking, you know, experience, and it was very, very exciting.
Wow.
The torch. I carried the torch, actually, just a couple of days ago, and was able to do so through a connection with Skate Canada, and they asked me if I would be their representative to carry the torch. It was so exciting. I'll tell you a quick story. We got on a shuttle, so there's about 14 torchbearers. They get you on a shuttle, and they drive you out, and we sat there for about 20 minutes waiting. And in that 20 minutes, we all told the story of how we got to this place and time, and what our relationship was to the torch and what we thought it meant to us. It was really motivating. And of all people, I'm actually on the bus, same bus with Matt Dunnigan, the football player, the quarterback. Super, you know, smooth fella. And he said, I'm an adopted Canadian, and he gave a really good speech, too. And then we all got really pumped up and ran our 300 meters and then got back on the same shuttle with the same group of people and told our stories again. And it was a great, great Canadian moment.
Wow. And I'm being told that we're not even going to get back to the music. We're going to keep talking. So let's talk now about the show on NBC. So let me try and get this right. It's called Improvise. Interesting concept. A figure skating competition crossed with a sort of a reality show type thing, and then somehow it ties in the Goo Goo Dolls. Explain that to me.
Exactly. Well, it's sponsored by Amway. It will be on TV December 25th on NBC, and that's exactly what it is, a Amway Global Improv Ice, where we arrive, and it's a great cast, actually. If you can talk former Olympic medalist Sasha Cohen from the United States, Nancy Kerrigan, we all know who she is. She got hit on the knee so long ago. Jeffrey Buttle, our Canadian champion and world champion. Myself, Evan Lysichuk, that nice fellow I told you has a really good chance of winning the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Weiss. Joanie Rochette, we all know who that is, the Canadian champion. Shailene Bourne, these are the names in the cast that compete against each other, and it's ladies versus ladies, men versus men. We stood on the ice, they gave us an iPod, and there was 8 iPods. I picked one, and there's 2 songs on each iPod. And you have an hour to figure out 2 solos to those 2 songs, and then you compete them within 2 hours. The audience arrives, and the only judges are everyone at home. And the second half of the show was all live by the Goo Goo Dolls. So it was kind of like a concert as well as an improv performance. Skaters were going crazy trying to make up these programs as fast as we could and improvise on live television, basically.
That's crazy. Now, I imagine one of the first things that you normally would do for a routine is pick the music, or it's somewhere close to the top of the list.
Right. First off, I mentioned it was live. We did film it already, and I already performed, but there was no retakes or anything. Whatever happened, happened. Usually you pick the music first, or sometimes you have an idea. I want to do a rock solo, or I really think that it's time I did a comedy, and then that, you know, kind of channels your search for music. But in this competition, you just got handed a little tiny iPod, and away you went and tried to make it up.
Oh, wow. And, Kurt, we're out of time. But at the end of the show, the audience votes, picks a winner, and I think, you win a spot at the Olympics or something, right? How does it work? No?
I think you win a phone call from the guy who came second going, come on, are you serious? I was better than you. But it's at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 25th, Christmas Day on NBC, if you want to see. I'm going to have to tune in because I don't remember what I did.
There you go. Improvise.
We're going to Let Love In by the Goo Goo Dolls on my hockey skates.
We're going to check it out for sure. Improvise, as you said, airing Christmas Day on NBC. Check your local listings. Figure skating champ Kurt Browning, thanks so much for joining us. Merry Christmas, and I'm rooting for you on the show.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year, everyone. Coming up soon.
Take care.
Top of the Charts with Jeremy Bradley.